And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandick.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we going to have a fun show for you today? We got him, Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk is going to be joining us. We got some fun fishing to talk about on one of my most favorite boats. Just a beautiful, beautiful boat, and we're going to be talking fishing, talking fun with one of the best guys on the coast to do it. You stay tuned. It's going to be a fun show. Just Corey and I. Pete is traveling south to hopefully a warmer area because it was really cold this morning. We got a really fun show for you. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And there we go. And stoked to be in the studio. Nice weather and good people, Rick.
Yeah, today's going to be a fun day for sure. We're pumped to have Captain Dave in here and lots to talk about and lots to do. And, you know, wintertime is one of those things that's always, it's bittersweet at the landing, you know. I mean, obviously, all of us love it. Fishing, crazy, wide open, everything happening. What is fun, though, is you get to see the whole fleet. And, you know, especially Christmas time when long range guys are in and, you know, and it's maintenance time. And so it's fun to get to see everybody at the dock, because a boat we don't get to see a whole lot is Dave and the Tomahawk, because they run all the time. You know, the boat has just been taken to such a different level, you know, under the tutelage of Dave. And they hit it, like, you know, the right program, the right people, the right crew, and the boat is tremendous. So we don't get to see him a whole lot. So I like the wintertime for that. And I love Dave's attitude towards things. Like, the second that that boat stopped running, you guys were doing maintenance immediate. The fish has been blessing us, you know, with earlier and earlier and earlier opportunities. And I just know your guys' style was like, well, we want to be ready the second it, like, if you get done with maintenance, you can enjoy your time off between then and when the fish bite. You don't want to do the opposite.
Exactly. Yeah, don't let the work get the jump on you. So conquering it, keeping the crew busy, and it worked out good. Now it's like, yeah, almost done.
Well, we're sure great to have you here, buddy, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate you joining us, and I know it's a busy time. And, you know, I mean, obviously the much easier thing would be to just hang it up. Okay, we did it. We kicked ass. We had a great season. We were busy. I'm gonna go to Mexico, go fishing. I'm gonna go do something. But you guys went, I mean, snap finger went right into
it. It definitely
right
crossed my mind a couple of those projects. But yeah, it worked out good, man. Just a, you know, sense of relief with the boat being ready. You know, whatever comes our way. Definitely don't want to miss the early season stuff if that's an option. So yeah, conquered it.
Well, the first thing I think we just have to do is talk about that beautiful boat that you have. And for those that aren't familiar with the Tomahawk, it's unique. You know, I mean, there's a lot of great boats, and a lot of boats have great features. But I personally like that boat so much. You know, Corey, you're a tall guy. I'm a big guy. Like, the Tomahawk is, I will say, about the most comfortable boat that runs day and a half trips that you could ever be on. And you guys are just do such a good job. Maybe give us a little rundown. Guy hasn't been lucky enough to fish with you or about the boat. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's 64 feet wide on the sides, got big galley, sits 18. You know, and we have I'll have the same cook this year, Nick. He'll be in the galley cooking up good meals, and it's double wide bunks on all the outsides of the bunk room there. You know, two functioning ACs and bait capacities there. And just overall, man, it's a nice layout. It's just a little big boat and just having the room on the sides, walking up the sides. It seems like it's just well balanced. So compliments to those, that have been there to, you know, help me work on building this. And it's definitely a nice platform to fish on. So yeah, definitely looking forward to the season. That's for sure.
You mentioned bait capacity. I know it's really big. It's just the comfort that you find on that boat. The width between the rails and the house, the size of the bunks that you guys have, the comfort level is just it's just a notch up.
It is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I've always really liked Dave's story into coming into ownership of that boat too. Like I feel like it almost wasn't what you were, you know, you were started down one path, always been a fisherman, first and foremost, period. Mm-hmm. And Dave has a long career on working on the highest of echelon long range boats. You know, so I know you came up under the very best in our fleet. But Dave's story is cool because you were, correct me if I'm telling any of this wrong, but you were going to school to get a really big license mm-hmm. to drive whatever it might be, unlimited mm-hmm. ships across the world, which forced you to not be gone in the normal schedule of a long range boat. Like you can't be, you know, you're attending school, doing classes, doing all these things. But in between there, Dave was the ultimate relief guy. Well, everybody wanted Dave because he was super savvy, a great fisherman, a great captain. So if you had a stretch in between, like, hey, I've got 10 days where I don't need to be at this class, I'll jump on the Royal Star and I'll work this 10-day
exactly.
trip. I've got 6 days in between taking this courses. I'm going to go do a trip on the American Angler.
Exactly.
And you know, in doing that, all of a sudden, this opportunity came up. This was the right boat. Hey, you know, this boat came available and is looking for new ownership, a new person. What do you think? And I know that the people who had that boat scooped Dave up and the rest is history. Now all of a sudden it's an incredibly successful run operation that's run much like the boats that, you know, that I know you were a part of.
I didn't know that story. That's pretty cool.
That was exactly it. Attempted to get my 500 ton and, you know, staying busy with work. And then, you know, that was when my son was born. So I was like, okay, well, the plans of doing the whole month on, 2 month on, 1 month off schedule, doing the whole maritime industry side of it, you know, the crew boats, the tankers, tugboats. It was like, all right, well, kind of got to put that on pause and came back into sport fishing. And yeah, this opportunity arose and, you know, definitely weird how things pop up, get thrown at you, but for a purpose. And, definitely feel that everything is happening in line and yeah, good things to come. It's more to it.
What was the Tomahawk prior to being called the Tomahawk?
It was the Eclipse before that.
Yeah.
The Renegade and then Cat Special was the original. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
And Dart was the original part and why Rick mentioned that everything's so tall.
It's a touch taller. Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Which is awesome. The wheelhouse.
Yeah. There was some good design stuff. So like, to have it in possession and, you know, spiffy it up even more. You know, I'm down there pretty much every day just finding something to do. You know, it's like any boat, private boat, you know, whatever it may be, there's always something to do. So it's definitely find myself down there a lot.
When you were doing that and you were working all those things, you also were a very accomplished private boat guy, which I think is always fun to me too, is you have the obvious long range sport boat background, but also did it very successfully on your own boat. Also, I like it. I think Dave is as well rounded as one becomes, local fishing, long range fishing, private boat fishing, but now, you know, the goal, owning and operating a badass rig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Skiffs. I still got the private boat, too. And it's like, I wish I could run it as much as I'd like to run it. But it's there, works, functions. So definitely try to put that thing to more use here coming up.
And what is your private boat?
It's a 28 Farallon.
Okay.
28 Farallon. I keep it on the trailer. It has a, you know, Volvo Penta diesel. And maintenance on that. So it's funny how, you know, things would go wrong on that and find myself taking that engine out and putting it in my driveway and working on it and having things happen on the Tomahawk. It's like, man, all that preparation with doing that on my own boat, it really gave me the hand skills and learning of mechanics, you know, doing that, fixing the private boat to where, but now when I got the sport boat, it's like, all right, well, I know how that goes. I know how that bent belt tensioner goes. And it's just funny how things all happen in order.
Yeah, because a 28-foot Farallon, that's no skiff.
It's a skiff.
That's a legit vessel.
It is.
Yeah, beautiful boat, actually.
I learned a lot installing stuff and just trying to pass the knowledge on to these, you know, young crew members that are, you know, want to be in the industry, which I do have, a handful that are younger and aspiring to do this and learn it and pick up on things. So having them under my wing and, you know, a couple senior guys like I do, it's a good blend.
How many years now with the boat?
So I think it was December 2022.
Okay.
When the ink dried there. So just finished the third season. This up and coming will be the
incredible
fourth season with it. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Time's flying. Even thinking that way.
I know. Time. That's got to be a great feeling too, having a mix of the senior guys and then the next man up. Cause you were the next man up at one point. It's got to feel good to know that kid's got it. Like that kid's going to be driving one of these boats, or that kid's going to be owning one of those boats, or, you know, and you tie up amongst the best of the fleet, you know, Fisherman's Landing is Royal Polaris and Shogun and the Royal Star and the XL and all those, you got to know, that kid's probably going to be driving that boat before too long.
Exactly. Seeing all the guys and still having the relationships that you acquire through all the years of working in all those wheelhouses. It's like, okay, yeah, it all makes sense. All the wheelhouse talks and, you know, crew meetings, things like that. It just being in the position I'm in, you really see the effect and how, you know, the benefits from having that stuff and learning all those techniques.
I'll bet. So what was maintenance like for you guys this year? I mean, I'm hoping, as I always hope, I'm hoping that it was just a cleaner up, refresh and get back to it, not have to spend a bunch of money and, you know, make her look good. But what was on the list for the Tomahawk this year?
Running gear. So we pulled the shafts, props, rudders, got all new cutlass bearings. Everything on our running gear side got redone. All of our cooling systems on the engines, a lot of the preventative stuff, painted the engine room, doing a bunch of bilge manifold plumbing. That's what our task is here this following week. And just, you know, kind of the, again, just the stuff you don't see, but the important stuff. So it's making sure everything's sound, running good. And, soon, hopefully be doing the galley and so on and so forth. But it's like
never ending.
We're never ending. Yeah. That engine stuff and just making sure everything's on point. It definitely takes us some effort.
But maintenance is the thing that I don't have to have a boat like that. I've got a Yamaha that just runs and we turn the key and every 100 hours or so, H&H Marine comes down and dials her in and life is good again. But you always hear the best of them, the Frank Lopresti's and the Brian Kiyoharas and the Tim Ekstroms and all of those guys talking about how, maintenance is what gets you. And if you don't do those things come August, if you're down for a week and you have that loss of revenue, that's the difference maker.
It is.
And you just don't, you don't ever hear negative things about your boat, man. I love it. I'm proud of it. And I'm proud of you. And it's a hell of a rig.
Yeah.
For sure. So tell us about the season. You guys came off of one heck of a good year. It was an up and a down, and there was, bluefin will be bluefin at times, but give us a little rundown. How did the season go for you guys? And
overall, good. I mean, I feel like, there was those gaps with the bad weather, and, there was a couple times just lack of people, and it was, fish grade got smaller. So I feel like at the end there, we just lost, the urge of people wanting to go fishing. I understand it. Grade wasn't all that good, but man, it was some fun fishing towards the end. And it's like, man, here we are, catching our quota. And just not having enough people to get it. But, I get it from the standpoint of like, all right, well, we're up and coming. We're doing our best to get that savvy run like some of the other guys here at a Fisherman's Landing. So showing up, making sure the boat's ready because I want this one to be solid all the way through. But I think overall it was good, man. I had a lot of, good people, a lot of returning people, passengers coming back out with us. Had a good amount of charters, and I feel like we're already starting to get more charters too. And just trying to make it work.
I know that it's better for you. Don't get me wrong. And I'm happy for it, and I love seeing it, but I always get so fearful of seeing the path that exactly the Tomahawk's going on. You're the open party boat, a fantastic open party boat at Fisherman's Landing, but you guys put such a good product down. A group of open party guys goes like, man, I had a good trip. I'm going to charter that boat for my construction company and we're going to go. And then another guy does it. And like, you just start to see that. Like, you start to see this fantastic open party boat that I love showing up to work on a Friday night and looking at the board and seeing the Tomahawks going. But like, the boat, it's just, it's popular and more and more and more people start to charter and charter and charter and charter. And again, I know that's a great thing for Captain Dave, but it's, that's one more opportunity me and Corey aren't going, you know, but it's just because you guys do such a good job. That's cool. It's good to see.
Yeah. It feels good. Again, these guys that want to come back out with us, want to bring their work company back out or, you know, group of 25 of their buddies coming out chartering. So I know that's always, it's all about charters, all about charters because, hey, open party is good, and we do get off on a good amount of trips, but just having that charter side of it, just getting that locked in. So
How does that part work? Somebody does want a charter. Somebody has been or knows about it or wants a bunk that they have a plug for their breathing machine or their, you know, they like what you guys offer. How do you go about it?
So how we've been doing it since I'm on the boat most of the time driving every trip. I have everything through Fisherman's Landing. So okay. Fisherman's Landing, giving them a call. They have the whole calendar. They have my main book of dates and charters. So I've pretty much given them the keys to conquer that for me on the note that I could focus on the boat.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, do whatever we have to do to put the Tomahawk on fish. So them taking care of that side of it, it's been helpful.
That's cool.
Of course, to conquer it all, you know, run the boat and book the charters, it probably get a little much at times. So Fisherman's Landing is backing me up all throughout that. So if you did want to charter the boat, 221-8500, here at Fisherman's Landing, give them a call. Yeah. And, they have all the details, everything.
And I would say, man, it's not the salesman-y thing to say, like, get on it. If you want to do it, like, as the boat is just, it's been so popular, and you guys have had extreme success, and you've taken the boat to another level, and it just gets more and more popular. Yeah. And obviously, when the boat isn't chartered, it's open party, and it runs, and you still get your opportunity to go. But if you think that that's what you want, I always say the same thing, like, if you really want to charter that boat for next season, you really need to get your date in pre-PCS show. Cause that's when the switch really happens for everybody. Oh man, fishing season's coming right up. And with bluefin happening as earlier and earlier and earlier as it has been, that time just, it flips for people faster. And the PCS show is coming up in March, so, which is not far from now. Like, if you want a spot, man, I would highly suggest, calling and seeing what's available, because those things are going to evaporate.
And you mentioned 25. I mean, is that
25 is a good number?
Yeah.
We take, you know, loads of 29, 28, 29, but, you know, a group of your friends, even 20 to 25, the boat fish as well.
I'll bet.
Yeah. It's just kind of the balance for it. You know, there's a handful of extra bunks to put your gear on, you know, on the charter side of it, and it works out good. I know I do have a lot more of those 2-day trips that we're traveling, getting out to the grounds at night and being ready for it. Cause I feel like we did miss, on certain months that we did miss the night by get there late thing. So, of course, doing a lot more of these 2 days where we leave at 11 a.m.
Love that.
But the options are there. There's a lot of open space there if a guy did want to charter. And once that PCS show, I feel like that's like exactly how you said the kickoff. So, there's dates that pop up or weekends that work for you and all your buddies, and definitely book.
I love it, man.
Yeah, have to.
I'm pumped. Well, we got 2 hours of talking about some great fishing with a guy who's as good at it as they come, and going to be a fun show, Corey.
It really is. I mean, it's just beautiful outside. It's cool to have a nice guy like Dave in the studio here. And you want to join us, you can definitely do so. We're on the fan for 2 hours this morning at 97.3. The fan, and
we're on all things now. Which if you didn't hear, Rick was doing some hustling behind the scenes of some not working. But yeah, we are all good to go.
And you got the app going.
Yeah, all good.
Good job, Rick. Hey, I had no doubt.
Totally. Light work,
right? Exactly. So if you want to join us on the app, you can do that too. In fact, on the app, you want to send us a text. It's right there. It says text the show. And if you have not downloaded the app yet, it's really the only way I live with the show.
Totally.
You know, you can listen to it live. You can listen to the archives. You can see what's coming up. You can see all the sponsors.
Exactly.
Right. It's pretty cool, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's an easy download. And you go to the Let's Talk Hookup app. It says text the show right there. Send us a text, a message, comment. Maybe you've joined Dave in the previous season and have a that-a-boy, or you got a question for the
boat. There's a lot of that-a-boys already lining up. You know?
There is, exactly. Or you can give us a call at the fan, and Jeff's waiting for your call at 833-288-0973. And we're giving away a day and a half trip, right?
Yeah. How about
that, Tomahawk. Thank you, Dave, for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Super cool. Somebody's going to get that day and a half trip. We're going to have him flip the coin right there at the end of the show. And it's going to go to a lucky texter or caller. And like I said, give us a call, 833-288-0973. And we're going to be right back. Not only, thank you, Rick, on the Let's Talk to Kebab, but YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy, Kate, and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check Red Rooster 3. Or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned, man, we're giving away a day and a half trip. Didn't take line long, but the lines did fill up, Dave. And when somebody does drop, though, you want to give us a call at 833-288-0973 or send the text via the app. I know there's a ton of texts coming through, and looking forward to a fun time having Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk for 2 hours, man.
No doubt, man. It's going to be a very busy morning, and sure pumped to have Dave. And again, man, so generous. Thank you so much. What a cool prize and an opportunity. One lucky caller or texter going fishing on a day and a half trip on board the Tomahawk, man. Pumped, and phones are absolutely packed solid. Every single phone line full. Corey, why don't we jump into it and get things rolling?
Let's do that. How about John? John calling from Colorado Springs. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My question to Dave is, I know you said you have a 500-ton license. How many tons is the Tomahawk? And what kind of ship do you drive that's 500 tons?
So, when doing all that maritime stuff, when I did, was looking to get into the tug stuff. Didn't finish all that out, but for the Tomahawk, it's, let's see, a 71 is how the Coast Guard measured it. And you only need 100 ton to drive this. So that whole upper tonnage thing was, just if I wanted to see that whole other maritime industry through. So yeah, you only need 100 ton captain's license for the Tomahawk, which I've had that since, 2009.
Wow. Since 2009, really?
2009, yeah.
And where were you at your fishing life at that point in time, 2009?
Let's see. I think I was working out of Seaforth on the Pacific Star at that time.
Okay.
And then I had switched to the Apollo with JJ. And then I was there, and that's when I pretty much stayed on this side from there on out. Okay. JJ to the American Angler and you know, a handful of other long-range boats. But I think that was the transition time. It was 2009 to, yeah, 10 is when I went with the JJ on the Apollo back when he had it.
That's cool. Wow.
Right?
Iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, John, thank you for the call, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I love hearing about all this great information with Captain Dave. I'm interested in doing it, I'm booked on a trip for this upcoming year, and it seems like you guys have had a better-than-average run when it comes to the nighttime jig fishing. I was wondering if Dave could put his spin on what they do to be so successful at it. I'm looking for a new jigging outfit for this year. Can you give me some pointers? Can you give me a favorite jig, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, that's I like this one. God, the difference. The difference. It's really wanting it. You get what you put into it and, you know, having our sonar tuned up and ready, full effect. And I think the big thing is having that attention or, attendance at the rail. You know, there's been some nights I even tell it in my seminar where, you know, we're maybe stopped right when we get to the nighttime zone. Then there's a 2-3 hour gap. You know, next thing you know, we stop on the mother load school and, you only have 5-6 anglers out. So rail time, being up and at it, ready for those hits and sonar schools during the night. And man, it's just fishing zones, fishing currents, you know, temp breaks, things like that. And for setup, God, I'm all across the board here. I think my go-to is the, you know, Pen Fathom 40 with a rail rod, you know, 100-pound string. You know, colored spectra, that Isoline stuff that changes color every 100 feet. And jig, man, it's came to it to where I started with all the West Coast jigs and kind of lost on my inventory. Then it was like, all right, whatever 300-gram, 400-gram jig I had.
Start with the Gucci jig that everybody wants. Exactly. But then when $50 lures start going away.
Zipping away. Yeah, this one will work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those West Coast jigs, man, those things I always see. They're those awesome things in fish's mouth, just unhooking fish after fish. And you know, we use some of the Damiki ones. Those things were working well. And I think it's just on the note that it's what anglers come with, tied on and, you know, ready to fish. But I feel like I see a good amount of those West Coast jigs on
a lot of these fish. I'm always curious at a guy like you, and you said it best, like you're the one that's taking the hooks out of fish.
Yeah.
So I always like your opinion on that. And then also, you know, where a guy falls, you know, there are a lot of people have seen, you know, the dedicated jigging type rods, you know, the real lightweight, skinny blank, short jigging rod and jigging reel versus rail rod. And you sure see the merits of both. I mean, you know, a light jigging outfit, sure easy to hang on to all night. And the gear is very comfortable to fish with. And if you're, you know, if you're fishing all of the hours of the night, it's sure nice to have a light piece of tackle in your hands. But on the flip side of it, you've seen big fish of all sizes and there's nothing that makes your job easier when you're attached. Like a big rod and reel and a low gear.
That's
like,
it.
Where do you fall in the what's right for everybody, the skilled guy, the new guy? Like, what do you like? Because I know it all works, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it sounds like your personal outfit is somewhere in the middle of those two.
I like the comfort. I literally put it on the rail and it stays on the rail. It's all about conserving energy and saving your energy instead of pumping the fish up and down and saving that energy to turn in the handle. What's going to get that fish to the boat? 1x3 with a Pen Fathom 40 is what I have and works good. You know, even hooking and handing it to anglers and seeing how they handle it, it's just a universal rod. And of course, you know, bigger grade fish comes, you know, we start coming across 2x4 with, you know, a 20 size reel, but you know, still trying to keep everything small. It's not like when we first started doing all this nighttime stuff and all of us had 30 and 50 wires, maybe not 50, but you know, these big reels. And it would really, you know, come morning time, you were just whooped on, you know, maybe not even caught a bunch, but, you know, just the user friendliness of weight size. And I have yet to get into the jigging thing. I have a rod. I know Hailey made me a rod and I got a reel for it. So this season I'm definitely going to apply, you know, try to use it more. But I see once those graded fish start getting 80, 100 pound, you know, pound plus pound fish, man, you really see the difference in a rail rod versus those jigging rods. But don't get me wrong, those jigging rods kill fish.
Sure.
Like, you know, people just rope and fish on those things. But at least for me, I'm rested on the rail. Address it on the rail, turn the handle.
I would say, you know, from getting, you know, getting lucky enough here on Let's Talk Hookup to talk to a lot of the guys, that same sentiment is shared amongst a lot of your colleagues. Mm-hmm. Like, and again, the right rig is the right rig for every person and individual. And I guarantee you, an absolute killer in the jigging world, you know, those West Coast jiggers guys, that gear, an unlimited size fish is in the potential. But I think for a lot of people, the same sentiments that Dave is sharing, it seems like when that fish is 100 to 120 pounds, 140 pounds, once it starts touching that size, boy, it's hard to beat.
That's straight up and down.
Yeah, it's a heavy rail rod, you know, a Calstar 770 extra heavy does a lot of work for you.
Yes.
And that's the one thing, you know, you have to know that going into that. That jigging gear is lightweight, makes a ton of torque. You make a ton of power with it. It's awesome. But you are also having to do a lot of the lifting. You're real super powerful, so that's killing the fish for you. But you lay a Calstar rail rod on the rail and turn the handle with low gear, that fish is coming to the boat, and the gear is doing a lot of it. So
yeah,
you know, I get it, but I like it. I like the mix, and I feel like Dave's outfit is somewhere right in the center of those two. Still rail rod, but light enough, small enough reel that you're not fighting the tackle.
Exactly,
I like that a lot.
Exactly,
I can't believe myself. I mean, it's the nighttime bluefin thing obviously isn't my gig, right? But how light a weight those jigging outfits are.
It's crazy.
Like you wouldn't even equate it to like a 20-pound bait outfit, really. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But the Brian Nguyen's of the world get it done.
What you wouldn't believe too, Corey, like we have a rig that's a shop loaner rig for all the kids in the shop to use, and it's one of those Shimano Osea jiggers, the 20,000, which is, this is not a big reel. I mean, it's a smaller than a 4.0, you know, it's like the size of a Trinidad 20, maybe a little bigger, but it's the jigging version. It's a lever drag. It's got this giant handle, giant arm, huge amount of drag pressure on a grappler jigging rod. And, with the right size fish, which I always still think is like sub 100 pounds, but you know, there was a ton of that. There was a ton of that crazy nice grade this year, 60, 70, 80 pound fish. The boys are saying the same thing. Like, you wouldn't believe how you can wind that fish to the boat with that tackle. And it's nothing. I mean, it's the equivalent of your, you know, I always go crazy when Corey's fishing a Tranx 200 and a bass rod and catching big yellowtail. It's that same thing. Like, you're fishing that super lightweight, easy to handle gear, and on the right size fish, it's wild how well it works. It just doesn't look right. You don't look at that outfit and think, oh yeah, I'm going to catch an 80 pounder on this, no problem. Wind them to the boat.
I agree with you. Cool. I mean, they're so lightweight looking. Like I said, it looks like a 20 pound.
There's no way that's really going to work. No. You know, but again,
but they do.
You hook yourself a 220, you're in some real trouble.
Now,
you're in some real trouble.
Right, right. But let me ask this. I mean, is that primarily, like Dave, do you see that primarily being a nighttime outfit more so than daytime?
You know, I'd say just on this compared to last season, we did have a lot more of that gray where those jigging rods were the ticket, you know, because we didn't, I mean, there was a stretch, it was majority small ones, and then it had switched to the daytime thing, but God, those jigging rods, I it might be time for me to try one, because I mean, God, you see some of these guys doing it, but you know, hey, definitely takes some more work to put the heat on them.
You can borrow ours. We got you. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, gentlemen. It's three of my you know, favorite people. Love hearing Corey's voice and Dave's, and I always enjoy talking with you, Rick. But can't say enough about your outfit and what you've done and how hard you fish. And, you know, if you don't have anybody waiting for you at the dock, you know, you stay out and, you know, a couple more hours. We fish in the rain. You know, your chefs, tremendous food, right? Your meal plans, we're going on 3 days. And I love the fact that you got so many 3 days this year. I love that little bit extra time on the water with you. And so, you know, just, it's a new season. Your schedule's already out, which I told you the other day when I saw you at the boat, right? Kudos on that, you know. And come on, people, let's go fish. Because I had a couple trips last year that got canceled because we didn't have enough people, you know. And we just needed one or two more, you know. And to go out and fish with 10 people on your boat, man, that would be you know, a dream, you know. So you know. Get off the couch and let's go fishing.
Thank you, John. It was good seeing you the other day, too. So, was it getting off the RP? Is that what that was?
No, I was just down there hanging out.
Oh, gotcha.
That's cool, Dave. We appreciate the phone call very much. I had a fun text. Says, good morning, gentlemen. Captain Dave, you're awesome, and I absolutely love the Tomahawk. I've got a trip coming up later this spring and trying to convince some more ladies to come along with me. I find your boat to be very female-friendly. Could you discuss a little bit more about the layout of the bunks, staterooms, et cetera? Also, best food on a day-and-a-half trip, no doubt.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. Thank you. So bunk layout is – so it's bunk room shaped like a big U. We have – let's see. We have 12 bunks that are double wide, which are always, you know, super nice to have. And the rest, it's all open bunk room layout. So each bunk has its own curtain, slide curtain, ACs on starboard and port side. So the bunk room stays nice and cool. But it's an open bunk room layout, no staterooms. And with the 12 double wide bunks is how that goes. And the rest are, call them twin size. But good pads, it's, yeah, keep it clean. Yeah. Everything's.
And here's the thing. With Dart owning the boat, the bunk room, I can actually lay down and my feet won't touch the bulkhead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we did a bunch of carpet down there, too, so yeah. Everything's just freshened up down there.
Like super long bunks.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
And having 12 double wides
and
the others being
twins.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
It's big. Man. I'm telling you, that's the thing that we hear in the tackle store all the time. And everybody that gets off the boat that didn't, hey, I'm not from San Diego. I came down from L.A. I had no idea. I just jumped on a dolphin party trip. Oh, my God, that thing is huge. You wouldn't believe the food and the space. And and like you say, if you've got your duffel bag and your pillow with you, it's like sleeping in your bed at home. It's just huge. It's cool. It you guys do a really, really good job.
It
I
is.
Like it.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's jump right back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Sam? Where's Sam calling? Actually, Sam hung up. How about Alex? Alex calling from San Carlos.
What's
good morning.
Up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was calling because I just wanted to know, like, what, how much fish time you get on, like, a day and a half or 2 days. It's been a while since I've been out on anything over, like, more than a overnight since kids. But the kids are a little bit older now, so I'm planning on booking either, like, a day and a half or 2 days this year. Do you get to fish at night on both nights on a day and a half, or is it mostly just like the first night and then the second night you're coming back?
Yeah, it all depends on how far the fish are from home. So, example, say if the fish were, 60 miles, we were leaving Friday night, 6 p.m. on a day and a half. We'd, get bait, pre-bait, and be in the zone 12:30, midnight to 1. So you get fishing that first night, but it really depends on how far the fish are, because there were some trips fish were 90 miles, 100 miles. So that's why I tried to transition to doing a lot more of those two-day trips where we leave at 11 a.m., travel, and, when it's getting dark, we're getting to the zone is why we try to do that. And when it comes to staying late that second night, say if we have to be in the following morning and fish are 60 miles, I will stay as late as we possibly can if we have not met our quota yet. So it all depends on how far the fish are.
To a fault, this guy stays. It's the tackle store's worst nightmare when Dave doesn't have a trip going the next morning and is on fish in the evening. It's just, don't plan on leaving on time, boys. Like, that's for sure. The trip departs at 8 o'clock and it comes back when it comes back.
Right. So you mentioned the reverse style, mm-hmm. like leaving in the morning and getting out there in the evening. Is that something that you're going to, I mean, obviously probably try to start the season with,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, definitely. Just having a little bit more time. 2 day trip, you're able to keep 2 day limits. And that's how we call those 11 a.m. departure
that's
ones.
Cool.
Able to keep double the amount of fish for, a little more money. It's, ends up being worth it. Having the time, double the amount of fish.
Right.
It's worth it on all angles.
And going from that day and a half ticket price to a 2 day, it's just a little bit more. But like you said, it offers you the opportunity to bluefin instead of four.
I mean, the amount of jingle isn't a whole lot more, but the amount of opportunity is sure there for sure.
I love it.
That's cool. Hey, I had a fun text that come through. It says, good morning, guys. I haven't fished with Captain Dave yet, and honestly, I don't know why. He's such a wealth of knowledge and seems to have a great laid-back energy that really makes a guy like me want to fish. My question is for Captain Dave, what do you feel makes the best anglers on your boat? Is it more knowledge? Is it more experience? Is it more attitude? Is it God-given talent? Thanks for everything you do. Can't wait to come fishing, Mike in San Diego.
Oh, thank you, Mike. As with everything, I feel like you get what you put into it. And it's the guys that come out, maybe you never even fished before, but just asking questions. If, hey, what's that do? It's like, I love when guys come on the boat asking that, and they're able to obtain whatever they hear. And it's, that's, I have this young crew doing wheelhouse talks, telling them exactly what I expect and how I want you guys rigged up. But these guys are out there day in, day out. You know, I'm making sure I'm keeping them on point with what I feel is going to be working. So asking the deckhands questions, doing your homework, because it could be something known, or, hey, these fish have been biting this jig, and it's the guys in the tackle shop know just as much as all of our crew members, because they are there. They are hearing people come back, feedback, guys going on trips, you know, fishermen's landing guys going on trips with, you know, out with us. So they are in tune, and like, as always, Fisherman's Landing does a great job on staying on the know of what it takes. So asking questions, coming out open-minded, doing your homework, I feel like.
You said something a little bit ago that I think is it deserves to be talked about again. And if you want to talk about success on these trips, it's the willingness to keep at it and stay at the rail. And the problem with nighttime bluefin fishing is well, at least for me, it never bites at 9:30 after you just finished dinner and it's still warm and you're still wearing your t-shirt and you're still wearing flip flops. It never bites then. It bites at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. or whatever. And it could, but what the thing with that nighttime fishing is it can be wide open for sure, but more often than not, it's a lot of schools and it's a lot of dropping and winding and hooking a couple, getting back on it, hooking a couple, hooking two or three. Hey, this school bit, we got 10. Next thing you know, you turn around, that's 40 fish and the trip's done. But if you're not there making the drop when the boat slides over it, it oftentimes, if you're trying to catch, you know, if you're at the caboose and you're trying to catch it, you're going to miss it. And just keeping your head in the game, and even though you made the first five drops and didn't hook one, drop 7, 8, and 9 might be where your limit comes. And it's real easy to keep your head in the game at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. It's a lot harder to keep your head in the game at 2 o'clock in the morning when it is chilly and the spray is a little cold. And you ran on three stops for nothing, and the stop before you only got one. But it takes one. It takes one stop to slide over, and your jib gets stopped, and away you go. So keeping your head focused for all night long is a big part of it.
It is. I think back to certain nights, it was stopping the boat 5, 8, 10 times even, you know, hooking a fish or two maybe each stop. But it's like, yes, keeping in the game and staying at it, because, like you said, all it takes is that one school. And
just that one stop, that one school, get it done. Hey,
staying at the rail.
We're going to be right back, man. Let's do all this cool stuff with Dave Ebraham from the Tomahawk. We're going to be right back, not only on the thank you, Rick, for getting it going, the Let's Talk Hookup app, but YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th, at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
The San Diego Rodeo is happening soon at Petco Park, and your San Diego County Ford dealer can get you there as the official truck. Take a test drive at your local San Diego County Ford dealer and get two complimentary tickets to the San Diego Rodeo that's happening January 16th through the 18th. It's only while supplies last, and the tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Be sure to visit buyfordnow.com to find your local participating Ford dealer to take your test drive today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in the World Headquarters with Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk. And dude, the lines have been full time, Dave. They definitely love you. But if somebody does hang up, 833-288-0973, or send us a text via the app, man. It's a lot coming through and a lot of good ones. And Dave has been just so gracious, giving us a day and a half trip to one lucky caller or texter. So at the end of the show, flipping the coin right here, Dave's going to give that to a lucky caller or texter at the end of the show, day and a half trip.
I love it. Hey, I want to start this one off with a text. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show already this morning. I've got a question for Captain Dave. When you're fishing the jig, do you prefer to run Spectra all the way down to the leader, or do you like a bit of mono in between? Also, what's your thoughts on bite leader or not? Pound test for top shot if you think it's a good call, et cetera. Thanks for everything you do. Can't wait to come fishing with you, Dave, from Rancho Cucamonga.
Awesome. Thank you. I like top shot. I know I see every trip, guys straight tying to jigs or to bite leaders, have, you know, 3 foot bite leader with a jig. Me, I like 25 to 50 feet of mono, 100 pound string. And this last season, I was straight tying a lot. I feel like it's less snagging gear. Like once you have the swivel and the bite leader, I'm not saying it's bad. I think there's a time and a place, but I found myself a lot this last season just straight tying to these jigs. Grade of fish matters. You know, 80 pound fish, I'm comfortable straight tying, even bigger, but it just depends. It seems like sometimes these things are inhaling these jigs, especially with the small body jig. Big body jig, I feel more comfortable straight tying. I straight tie small body jigs too, but it's just all about the grade of fish, because you know, the smaller the jig, bigger fish, it might be nice to have that bite leader. But 100-pound string, I feel like 80-100-pound string was my go-to with, you know, 25, 50-foot of line, mono, straight tied to the Spectra.
Okay.
There on four.
Full Spectra, 25 to 50 feet of 100-pound mono right to the lure. That's the Dave rate.
That was it.
I like
a
it.
A lot this last
that
year.
Sounds good to me.
And that allows for a lot of cushion. Like when you get them close to the boat, the boat length, or
exactly.
More, right?
Sea state, see, all that stuff factors in. Sure. You know, the boat rocking and rolling, you want that shock absorber. You see more fish lost at the, you know, deep color when the boat's rocking and rolling up and sliding down, maybe a rougher weather trip, and not having that shock. Next thing you know, we're pulling jigs out of fish's mouth. So it's just these different factors that weigh in. Sea state, how aggressive the fish are. So could always play it safe with the, you know, short top shot of mono straight tied to your Spectra there.
Like it. What you mentioned earlier too, the colored Spectra, Iserline, Power Pro, I know has it.
Yes.
A few, like,
yes.
How important is, you know, a marked line, a colored line, whatever it is? Like how much has that changed?
I think it matters. I feel like if I see a bunch of reels with straight white Spectra, which there's not many. I know a lot of guys do have that colored Spectra, but you know, I'd stop in that whatever depth that I feel these fish have been in and have everyone drop their jigs to the bottom, mark their Spectra. It just depends. But having your Spectra marked in whichever way you get there, it's very important.
I dig it. Good call. Well, Corey, let's find out what's going on the water.
Yeah. So we're going to go up to Dana Wharf Sport Fish, and we've got Wooly Master Man, Brian Wooly, on hold, and it's brought to us by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. You can focus your most productive areas in using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature. They also have chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or your mobile device. Just check terrafin.com and you'll get more information there. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what up, Wooly?
Hey, good morning. Good stuff, man. No, no marked Spectra or bite leaders in our program right now.
Soon
we're
coming.
Just fishing for bites. Yeah, fishing for bites is what we're doing here, man. Easy week for us, you know, water 59 to 61, still seeing some of that 60 degree water here, even with some of that wind. But, that wind a day or two did kind of keep us in check off the water a little bit. But the days that we were out, you know, the focal scene is still kind of a sleeper deal. The sand bass fishing in some of the deeper zones still totally relevant. Baits fished on dropper loops or like a heavier sliding sinker, Carolina rig type deal, maybe 3/4 ounce to a 1 ounce sliding egg sinker. Fished well for the guys, either with a live sardine or a strip bait. Just typical winter tactics for this sand bass. Heavy lead head and a swim bait rolled along the bottom, caught some fish and some nice sculpin, as you'd imagine, that bait bouncing around the bottom. And then the calico bass, kind of mid-water, a bit slower this week, but still some fish caught for the guys that just kind of stuck with it and, you know, really, really worked at it. Caught some fish there. Out deeper, the sculpin fishing was decent. Pretty easy 5 fish limit for the guys that, you know, fish the lure on a dropper loop. Lots of whitefish in the mix there, some sand dabs and stuff like that. Just classic winter fishing, really in that cooler, deeper water. On the halibut front for us, guys still seeing, you know, some decent sign along the stretch of coast that they like to focus there on those drift trips. More fish were caught on Friday's drift trip along with some sand bass and some sculpin as well. The halibut being caught right now aren't the big ones by any means. These are like the 5 to 10 pound fish, but no standout fish yet. But just seeing that fish in those right zones, because gosh, you know, we've had halibut derbies in the past where it's just brutal, impossible to even catch a fish because that fish wasn't around. But good to see some of that stuff still totally relevant. And I think, you know, there's been some bait on the beach, both fin bait. I think there's some squid down the coast here a little bit that's kind of been hanging out for a little while. So, you know, guys targeting some of those zones, I think it's just a matter of time before we see a couple really nice ones in the mix there as well. So I'd like to call it just a status quo January fishing week with, you know, a little bit of weather, a little bit of cooler water, just kind of classic for what you'd think coastal fishing would be here in SoCal in January. So I think we're going to have another week like that. We've got some nice weather ahead of us, but if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call here. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com. And, yeah, make those reservations this time of year, especially midweek. You know, lighter loads, it'll help, you know, get the boat away from the dock. So come take advantage of some of this nice weather this week.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you hit the nail on the head. We've got a fantastic week of Dana Wharf sport fishing weather up in front of us here and anxious to see what happens. Like you say, good fishing, good bag filling. It's a great time to go and enjoy a nice day in Orange County.
Roger that. Yeah. So nice easy week. And we're painting the Sun Fun this week. So it's good painting weather too. So we'll be off the water, but plenty of other guys doing their thing to get you guys out there.
All right. Good time. Well, we'll look forward to seeing the pictures of that boat all shined up there on the social media follow for Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Willie, a great job as always, buddy. Sure. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time. See ya. Yeah,
thanks, bro. Appreciate that very much.
You mentioned the weather, man. The weather for the next, not just week, but it's 7, 8, 9 days. Is incredible. Like,
bring it on.
Slightly offshore. I mean, all it took was Pete leaving town, right? Yeah, right? Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, it's we'll take this as five, man.
Oh, it's gonna be incredible.
It's been fun to watch. What a fun wintertime local fishing has been. I mean, you hear that great report from Willie there, lots of fishing to be had, and then this incredible influx.
Benito, dude.
It's wild.
Local?
Man.
Are you kidding me?
Awesome. You know, we're hoping to hear from Marcos today. I talked to him yesterday during the break, and you know, he was busy getting the half day boat out. But his plan was to give us a jingle this morning with the tribute coming back from one of their Colinette trips, and then also to talk about that incredible Bonita fish. Still, I mean, on Friday was
crazy.
Limits.
5 weeks
limits again for of that great grade too. Like what an awesome fish that is, and how fun wintertime. It's all the things that we talk about that make for a fun winter fishing.
Have you ever seen it like this, Dave? I mean, large a bonito?
No, I'm almost tempted to go myself. It's
right?
Just action.
Fun. And you start talking a 4 or 5 pounder or better, and the fattiness and the sashimi grade and the poke value, like, bring it on.
And you can't say it enough good times. You want to talk about taking a kid, your gal, somebody who maybe doesn't fish a ton, you're a gal that's got a dude that doesn't fit. I mean, like, it is about the most fun you could introduce somebody to our fishing. They're very aggressive. They bite good. You start talking 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 pound bonitas. They're ripping line. It's dragging you up and down the side of the boat, but they're very gettable. It is the coolest thing to introduce a kid into fishing, and easy to catch. Spinning rod and a Colt Sniper. and you've got an ideal rig in your hand. Like,
and harvest a few fish. I mean, 100%. If you're lucky enough, fortunate enough to get your five fish, yeah. If you just get a few, dude, you're bringing home some legitimate,
yeah,
like, table fare.
Totally.
Coming home a hero. Either way.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's fun.
And have that stretch of weather coming. I mean, if you ever did want to get out, right now is the time. And I know Seaforth, if Marcus doesn't call us, they're 8:30 to 2 run or something like that. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to get out super early and do it that
hours.
Way. Yeah, it is. It really is. What about Jason? Is he running
maintenance right
double?
Now.
Okay, maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance right now. And I'm sure they're very anxious to get back, but same deal. It's a maintenance heavy period time at Fisherman's Landing. Everybody's like Dave is.
Yeah.
Wrenches are turning and paint brushes are moving. It was so good this year that everybody has stuff to do, and we're having a pretty mild winter, and like there's already fish shine. I know the commercial guys are already keeping tabs of bluefin down below. I think everybody's anticipating a pretty early start to this year. So the savvy guys like Dave are trying to get everything done. So, you know, that's what you're saying in the beginning, Joe. You can have the boat ready, and if the fish don't come for a little bit, all right, well, no problem. We'll take our vacation afterwards, but let's get her ready to roll before we get going.
Right. No, this definitely sounds like fun. And, dude, we got a whole nother hour ahead of us on 97.3 The Fan and Let's Talk Hookup. And we've got who's coming up next?
We'll have Gundy
the
next hour.
Oh, the Surf Report. I'm so stoked. We're going to be right back. You're listening to us on not only YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app, but 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats, as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Are you ready for liability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.